I looked at the quote in the Drunk and Ugly Quotes things by Opera, and I was like, when did I say that? And I was like, oh, right. When I stopped trying to do damage, just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna stun him because I'm not doing damage anyways.
And then you rolled like the
apparently.
craziest fucking set on that.
I
Ironically, that
know.
would have
So
been the one that did damage.
yep. But no, so I was like, fuck, yeah, so apparently my exact words were something like, by now I've stopped aiming for the weak points and started aiming for whatever parts will make the most noise. Because I justified by the stun by just saying I'm just going to give them a headache.
Yeah. Clang,
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 clang, you don't have to
clang,
hurt them, you
pretty
just have to
much.
hit them hard enough to keep knocking them off balance.
The problem is, I think part of that is that I would still have to get a set wide enough that I think we argued that my R that
Well, it's, yeah, she had HAR 1, and HAR is just gobble dice, so you'd have to get a 3-width set.
yeah,
And
so
unfortunately, you're Zach.
that's also part of the problem, yes.
Do you find yourself like saying that every morning? Unfortunately, I'm Zach.
Only where luck is involved. Oh, my alarm didn't go off and I was supposed to be at work an hour ago. Well, that's what I get for being me. Let's all just not say anything, let Nate sound, then we'll post something of Nate sounding insane, being like, why is nobody talking to me? Just be like, Nate,
Finally happening.
fucking Nate snapped and he's been recording games that by
Or would you say
himself
it that Nate
some.
snapped?
What?
I don't get it.
Navy?
I don't get it. No, I don't.
I
So,
thought you said snap.
indeed.
Pixies, posted by the end of. Posted before man lands on an asteroid. How about that?
Are we doing it? Are we landing on an asteroid?
I'll land on your asteroid.
Are we fucking landing on an asteroid?
Yeah, that's Obama told NASA to do that by 2025, and
Oh, Ross.
NASA thinks they can do it by 2018.
Fucking
That's why he
rad.
gave them $17.2 billion. NASA's focusing on deeper space research and leaving everything dealing with the International Space Station to all the private companies, of which there
I
are
like
three
how,
now.
yeah.
Probably a
I
pretty
like
good idea.
how all it takes is for NASA to get it off their asses is a president to say, "Hey, do this by this time limit.
Yeah.
Here's some
He
money."
also said he also wants NASA to begin a Mars mission by 2035.
This is the first time a president has expressed interest in NASA since JFK.
That's, yeah,
Yeah, we're entering.
that's true.
Honestly, and all the crazy shit I found out about in like the last couple of weeks in like science and technology, like if the solar flare doesn't destroy everything, the 2020s is gonna be like the next roaring 20s. We're gonna have fucking flying robots everywhere. This to as of today, a 3D printer has printed a functioning liver.
Oh, fucking really?
Yes, it is
Hell
four
fucking yes.
millimeters across as a proof of concept print, but they printed a working organ.
They were talking about that
They
about last
printed
year.
an organ.
Yeah, they were talking about that last year, and they were talking about how doing the heart is the hardest thing.
I imagine so. So yeah,
I
so
love
by
science.
2020 we're gonna have flying robots, print on demand organs. I think, oh yeah, also next year Virgin Galactic finally made their first announcement in forever. Next year they're planning on doing suborbital point to point flights for the low cost of $200,000 a ticket. But hey, if you really need to get from London to Australia in 2 hours, fucking
And then in 2021, we'll have a functioning colony underneath the sea.
Yeah, and also we'll be mining an asteroid, and we'll have done a second moonshot, and we'll show with cameras that we didn't fake the first one, but no one's going to believe that that doesn't already.
Then we have Space Lab, who is a bunch of jerks.
We already have Space Lab. They go around the Earth every 90 minutes.
And it's actually like this really awesome Canadian dude, a bunch of other people.
Yeah, God, I am gay for Chris Hadfield.
He's so cool.
I'm so
He
sad that he's
is.
leaving the
Hadfield's so
International Space
amazing.
Station, but on the other side of things, that means he's gonna come down and after rehab, he's gonna go to places and talk about space. The possibility
Also,
I could go and
it
meet him
means.
and see him.
Dude, he'll also like.
He'll also talk to you on
noticeably
Twitter.
He will noticeably raise the mean awesomeness on Earth just by coming back down.
Yeah, I really hope there. I really hope someone carries on his Twitter and Tumblr legacy. Because that's like the thing that made he became kind of the face of NASA, which is funny because he's from the Canadian Space Agency, but the Canadian Space Agency doesn't have like any rockets or launch pads, so they work with NASA. But he's the most.
There's
he's
just
the
a
most
bunch of Canadians
famous,
that are
he's
really
the most famous,
enthusiastic about space.
He's the astronaut that every American knows, and he's Canadian.
So we are very easily derailed by talks of space and science, but that's okay because space
we're living
is awesome
in the future,
so
Nate.
Look, I just
incorrect. Technically, we are always living in the present.
Fuck.
We gonna land on Mars with bag milk.
Actually, so. Zach, I'm an omnidimensional being.
Zach, you have bag milk up where you live. You kind of live near Canada.
Well, then time is not even a real concept to you, so that I'm not even going to get into that.
Nate.
No, it is.
Zach, we're doing this.
But it's like
Zach,
a sink.
Don't avoid my bag milk question.
He's avoiding it. It's over. We're done. What? And Seraphim? Really? You want to play two characters in this session, Josh?
Oh, Nate, you have very little place to talk.
I don't even know, man. I'm tempted to just play him instead of Mikhail this session for some reason. I think because I want to be a jerk to everyone.
Nate, I will point you to games where you have played eight characters at once in the same scene.
Shush now.
Yeah, it's naturally three plus the one you get sprung. No, actually
you
four
get
plus
sprung. Want to pull up top because
so,
you
many
know that
extra
wicked fast
is one.
You get one extra level wicked fast.
Right.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing, can't help but she'd stop staring. Tired of magazines, saying flat butts are the thing.
Guess what? It doesn't have a locomotive ability, so all we need is a set to actually beat it.
I know. I'm aware.
know.
You're saying this as if I don't know the rules of this game that I've been playing for
sessions. I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to the others. Because I was amused by it. I kind of figured that you knew the rules.
Make an EVH check. She doesn't have RCS thrusters. She's just pushing up.
Doesn't help. It's still on feet. She's still not as good at it.